The pasuk says in Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah speaks about the Ari Miklat, where somebody who kills, murders b'shagig, goes. The pasuk says this murderer remains there. V'yashabad mois kain gadol, ashamashach oisay b'shemen hakodesh. And the Meshachachma asks, ashamashach oisay. The pasuk is saying that the murderer remains there until the kohen gadol who he anointed. Doesn't mean, so the question of course is, he didn't anoint him. The kohen gadol is anointed by the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin who choose him, not by this murderer. Says the Meshech Chachma, the pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha, that if somebody murdered somebody b'shagig, and before he could be sentenced, the kohen gadol passed away. And then they appoint a second kohen gadol, and then he's sentenced. So now the question is, yes, under normal circumstances, since the act of murder took place during the tenor of the first kohen gadol, it's understandable that his remaining in Dari Miklat depends on as long as that kohen gadol is still alive. But here, the kohen gadol who his time in the Ari Miklat depends on is a kohen gadol who wasn't kohen gadol at that time at all. So why should that be the halacha? But that's what the pasuk says. He has to wait until that second kohen gadol is nifter. And why? So explains the Meshech Chachma that everything is with a credible hashgacha pratis. And if this person is sentenced to be in the Ari Miklat, and this person is appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that those two situations should coincide, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Hashgacha Pratis that he runs the world, makes that this Kohen Gadol, who really had nothing to do and wasn't a Kohen Gadol at the time of this murder, should his appointment of being Kohen Gadol and this person's sentencing to the Ari Miklat should be that this murderer is the one that made him into the Kohen Gadol. But actually, I saw the Reb Baruch Sirotzkin quoting his father, Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, says that the Mishnah Masechet Makos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that Imoseim Shel Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol, Mesapkes LaMichya V'Ksus, they would make the stay of these murderers in the Ari Miklat as comfortable as possible, Kadesh Lo Yispala B'Neim Shimusu, that they should not daven that their children should die, because their being in the Ari Miklat completely depends on the life of the Kohen Gadol. They may be daven that the Kohen Gadol should pass away, so should they be, should be able to get out of the Ari Miklat. Ask the Gemara, Tamid Loi Matzlu, so the mothers of these Kohen Gadolim are trying to make sure that they shouldn't daven. Hamatzlu, but if they would daven, they may be able to accomplish Maisi, that they should die. And the Gemara asks, it's so unfair. You have a person, did a terrible thing, he killed somebody, was sentenced to be in Dari Miklat, and because this person now is going to daven, this innocent Kohen Gadol is going to pass away, and his mother has to do whatever she can to prevent that from happening. Says the Gemara, they're not that innocent. Because, Hayolam Lavakish Racham Al-Dorim V'Lay Bikshu. If this happened, that the Kohen Gadol, that somebody murdered while they're Kohen Gadol, that means they didn't daven well enough to make sure that that doesn't happen. And therefore, he is somewhat responsible. And to think about it, the Kohen Gadol is standing in the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur, and he has to have in mind all of Klal Yisrael and all the incredible needs that Klal Yisrael need. And yet, if he didn't daven that this individual, that there should not be an individual who should kill somebody else, b'shagig, he's held accountable. Why didn't you daven for that? But then he takes the question even further, because now we just learned the halacha is that if before he was sentenced, the Kohen Gadol passed away, and that is a new Kohen Gadol, who wasn't Kohen Gadol at all when this act happened. So now, as Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, the Slotzker Rav Zitzal, what kind of issue could we have with that Kohen Gadol? He wasn't Kohen Gadol that we should say, well, he should have davened that this shouldn't have happened. He wasn't even Kohen Gadol at that time. Says Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, from here we see that the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to daven. And pshat is that even if he's not Kohen Gadol, one Jew has to daven for another Jew. Or he says, even if you won't say, given that he wasn't yet Kohen Gadol, that he has that level of responsibility, but if he's Kohen Gadol and this person is on trial, he should have been mispalled that this person should not be sentenced to go to Golus. But of course, the question that he asks is, if he killed somebody b'shogeg, that is dalocha. He should be davening that they should issue an incorrect psak. So he says, he should have davened, for example, that we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, that if the entire Besdin paskins somebody to be guilty, then dalocha is he goes out free. So he should have davened that should have happened. And even though maybe he indeed killed somebody b'shogeg, but if all of Bezda would have passed him that he's chayiv golus, then he would have gone free. The level of responsibility we each have towards each other is so great that if we don't live up to that level of responsibility, then there's a claim against us. And that's why that second Kohen Gadol's life is connected to the life of this murderer b'shogeg. And Parshas Masai is always read during the 3 weeks. And there's an incredible Mashah in Masechet Bechoros Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Mashah says that if not for the Churban Habayis, the months of Tammuz, of which we know are the most difficult part of the year, that's when we have the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzorim, the 9 days, from Shavuos B'Tammuz leading up to Tisha B'Av, it would have been times of Yontif. As he explains, Nisan we have Pesach, Ir we have Pesach Sheni, Sivan we have Shavuos, and originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was to make Yom Tovim and Tammuz of an Elul. But after the terrible Averis that caused the Churban Habayis, these months are no longer months of Yom Tovim. But they really contain in them an element of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Mizmal Asuf Bo Goyim B'Nachlosecha, and the Gemara asks, Mizmal Asuf, is this something to sing about? Bo Goyim B'Nachlosecha, that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, were destroyed. And the Gemara says, Al Shoshavach Chamosoi Aleitzim V'Alvonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, but he destroyed Eitzim V'Alvonim, he destroyed a building, V'Loya Yisrael B'Klai Yisrael, remain forever. And that concept, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfortunately upset with us, and even if our behavior is not the type of behavior that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us, these are the days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu again declares and shows to us that Shafach Hamasai El Eitzim V'Alavonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring back the Beis HaMikdash, and we know the Gemara teaches us, Chazal teaches us, Kadar, any generation that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in it, it's as if that time, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during that time. But that destruction carries it in a message of hope. The message of hope is that a Jew has always where to run. The murderer can run to the Ari Miklat, and we can run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remains close to us. And specifically, the person who shows that he's bitzar, that he suffers and he feels the pain of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that is the person that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him. And that's why the halacha we know is that on Tisha B'Av we don't say Tachnun. Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed, because Tisha B'Av is a day that we could show our closeness to Hashem. And that's maybe what the Ari Miklat represents as well, where a person can run away from everything else and use it as a time and a place for self-examination that maybe I didn't do, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do that brought me to touch a terrible situation that I killed somebody b'shagig. Maybe it's also a time for the Kohen Gadol to do introspection. How did something like this happen in my time? Every Kohen Gadol, even if he wasn't Kohen Gadol when the actual act happened, needs to think, what can I do to make Klal Yisrael better? The Medrash says that the Kruvim, which are images of little children that were on top of the Aron, sometimes they are separated from each other and sometimes they're hugging each other. When Klal Yisrael are doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're connected to each other. When Klal Yisrael are doing what they're disconnected. But what's most interesting is when they went into the Beis Hamikdash by the Churban and Abayis and Tisha B'Av, that's the time where they found that the Kruvim were Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh, that they were attached. How does that make any sense? This is the time of the Churban. This is the time where the Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed. But during the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, when a person recognizes what did the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash represents, what that matters and what that means is that the person is also realizing that he can be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the time for introspection, how we can become closer and what can we do to bring the Beis HaMikdash back. And therefore, specifically by Mincha on Tisha B'Av, which is when the Beis HaMikdash started to burn, it's the time when we daven Mincha and we start saying tefillas of consolation, because that's the time when we recognize that we're in this place, we're in this Arei Miklat, we're in this world where we have so much to run away from, but we can run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become close to think about another person, what can we do to make their lives better. And that's how we will be Zoicha, B'mheira B'yameinu, T'ribinyan Beis HaMikdash, B'yishuasen Sheyisrael, Tzadkenu B'tzedek U'mishpat, ובחסד וברחמך הרבים.